Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Remember when it's the lowest form of conversation.
July is going to be the month of celebration over at 35th and Shields. The Burley statue is going up, I believe, July 11th is when that's going down. And there's going to be a celebration that is had over at Sox Park to celebrate the 2005 World Series champions. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock. We're looking forward to a conversation with Aaron Rowan. When I was at Sox Fest, and I was only there on Friday night, and I actually really liked what they did with Sox Fest Live over at the Romova. I know it wasn't everyone's like cup of tea, but I thought it was kind of dope. And I liked the setup at the theater there. It was packed because it's a smaller venue, and I think that that's okay.
And it's a really cool theater. I was there for a community event a couple weeks ago.
Are you guys going to play there maybe?
We've talked about it. Talked about trying to play over there. That'd be really fun to play.
Seems like
over
a good room.
Agreed.
Over there. But Burley, like watching Burley like actually interact with us, because, you know, he was kind of notorious for not wanting to talk to the media. And he was, I'm pretty sure there was a beer in hand, but he was all smiles after finding out that he was getting the statue and it becoming public. And I do like a lot of the stuff that the White Sox are doing to get themselves ready for this, that this celebration should be big.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the forgotten championship.
It shouldn't be the forgotten championship.
It should not.
And it's just not that long ago, too, man.
It is, though.
Oh, it feels like forever ago. It feels like forever ago because of everything that's gone down over there. When you think of, you know, all the extra years of Kenny in charge after that, where they would get close but not really get there. All the trade deadlines when you're like, they really ought to unload and go backwards. And they never did. All the old players who came there, and then the shift because they were mired in mediocrity to the Rick years and that whole thing, and then the teardown again.
And then being some hope with that.
For sure.
You better stay out of our business. You better stay out of White Sox business.
I think Frank is entitled to be in White Sox business, Kenny.
I mean, like, there have been a lot of different eras and a lot of rises and falls in the feelings and the vibes of everything in Sox land in the 20 years since then. It does feel like a longer time ago than that.
You want a Kenny story?
Yeah.
So I was talking with Layla. Layla had been at this event,
and I think it was the Kim Ng event for the AUSL, right? Do I have that right?
I think so, yeah, the softball league.
So Kenny was apparently there, and Layla was talking to Kenny, and she's like, yeah, you know, we'd love to get you on the score, you know, whether it's my show or afternoons and Lawrence and Spieg, and he like stopped and he's like, you tell Lawrence I said bleep you. And she's like, oh, that's you guys' love language, right? And I'm like, actually, yes, it kind of is.
All right, so you got to ask him directly then.
I've asked him multiple times directly, right, to come, because he is on my list of people that I very much would like to interview, because he's got so many lives that he's lived.
Yeah.
But and like, we start with the backstory of being raised by Black Panthers. Like, you start there. And if you. And
that
if
sounds like a 5-part House of L.
Right.
What that sounds
if,
like.
If you start there with Kenny Williams, a lot of stuff makes sense. And you start thinking about the rooms that he's occupying as he's making his way up to being the vice president or whatever his last title was with the White Sox.
That's fascinating, because, you know, I love thinking about that, like who you are as a person ending up informing who you are as a professional, and the chip on that man's shoulder.
The things that he's seen and the things that have happened to him.
But like when he was the baseball boss, the way the entire league thought about him, with respect and reverence and some fear.
A little bit of fear.
A little bit of fear.
100%.
And so he was thought about in those ways, and he was always aggressive and moving forward in times, and sometimes when you didn't think he should. But there was a lot of years there where the whole league, I remember talking to people out of Baltimore one year, and they were like, man, I wish we had Kenny Williams. You know,
I think there are a lot of people who feel that way, for sure. We are lucky. We got our guy. Aaron Rowan.
And now let's welcome the starting lineup for your American League champion, Chicago White Sox. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 33, Aaron Rowan.
Swing and a drive left center field. Here's Rowan on the run, on the move. He dives and makes the catch for a White Sox winner.
Hang a star on that one, folks.
You can put it on the board. Yes, you can. Back-to-back homers by Higuchi and Rowan, and the Sox lead it 2-1.
That is short and to the point. One shot out of here.
That ball hit deep. Back to back to back. And it is 3-1 Sox.
You don't see that every day. Randy Johnson giving up 3 straight home runs.
1-0 pitch, swinging a high fly ball. This is hit pretty deep. Left center field, Rowan to the track. He's to the wall, reaches up, catches it, crashes into the wall. And he may have hurt himself. I said it earlier, he has no fear. Rise on his feet. Think of him a standing ovation.
As well they should, for the way he has played center field in this homestand.
He can go get it.
Tying run at second, 2 out, Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges through.
Out, out! A White Sox winner and a world championship! The White Sox have won the World Series! And they're mobbing each other on the field.
Me and Creedy and Rowan were in the hotel bar. For some reason, Creedy or Rowan yells up,
Joe says, play some Journey.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Man, that feels fantastic. When you think about approach to playing center field, I don't know if anyone for the White Sox has had the same approach at playing center field that Aaron Rowan had and is revered because of it. It wasn't just reckless. It was, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make a play out here. It was doing all the work and being willing to put your body on the line. We are very lucky to have Aaron Rowan joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ro, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Great, man. My pleasure. How are you guys?
We're well. We're well. When you think about what's getting ready to happen in this celebration of 20 years to a championship, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I think being able, when we did the 10-year anniversary, I think being able to see the guys is probably the biggest thing.
Who are you looking forward to seeing? Who do you know that's coming that you can't wait to see?
Well, I wish I could tell you that I was going to be there, but I'm not even going to be able to make it this year.
Oh, Aaron Rowan. Goodness, that's too bad.
What you got going on? You got some fun going on or what? You coaching?
No, it's I don't know if you remember a year ago when that whole computer thing shut down all the airlines and all the flights got grounded and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually 30 minutes from taking off on a vacation to Curacao, and the flight got canceled. We went back the next day, it got canceled. Went back a third day, got canceled, lost my bags. And then I had to call the Sandals Resort where we had made our reservations, because they usually have a no-refund policy. And they made an exception because of all that, but I had to use it within the year. And so I made reservations a year ago. And if I don't go, I'm out $15K.
That is amazing.
You know what?
That honesty, that's awesome.
We're going to allow for it, man.
Thank you for that.
That is exceptional.
That's $15K, man. That's
the real
deal.
You can't be giving that away.
Yeah. I'm so relieved by where that was going. I thought, like, yeah, and now we just never travel again. You know, now we've gotten completely freaked, because there's some people who are freaked out about traveling.
There's some guys that do that. Like, there's some of his teammates that are driving here or taking the train here because they're uncomfortable on planes. So you never know when all that stuff might come up. Okay.
No, I didn't want to miss it. It's going to kill me not to be there, and I know I'm going to get a ton of texts and stuff from all the guys, but I had no idea what dates and stuff they were going to do anything. And then when I was in Chicago about 3 weeks ago doing a signing, and they announced that they were going to do it while I'm gone, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, because if I can't cancel again. And so I know that I'm going to get worn out for it, but I just want everybody to know that it's going to kill me not to be there.
Well, you know, it's cool that you're saying that, and people will understand. But it's interesting because I don't know if maybe this thing kind of came together a little bit late, but I think it came together maybe a lot late. But there was some thought about, like, how many people will come back, because it's not like a lot of you guys have been around with regularity. Like, do you wish you'd been around more or been invited around more, or is it in a good place now? Like, where's your relationship with the team and being around as much as you'd like?
No, I mean, it's not like they invite you out all the time, but I went out there and got invited to do an event when I was out there last month. And I mean, all the guys, I have a great relationship with the organization. I mean, I coached the minor leagues there for 5 years. So even after I got done playing, and you know, Jerry, he's great. A lot of the people that are in the front office are still the same people that were there when I was there. So, I mean, it's a family. It feels like a family-oriented situation every time we go back.
By the way, if you want to hang out with Aaron Rowan, you can. He's going to have a rare autograph signing Saturday, August 9th. Signing starts at 3 p.m., hosted by Windy City Sports Cards. Elite Icons Framing, 93 West 61st Street out in Westmont. When was the moment when you felt like you guys could win it? Was it in the AL Championship Series? When was it for you where you're like, hey, this could be legit and we could end up with rings?
I think game one against Boston at home.
Oh, El Duque getting
it. We ended up winning, I think, 12-3 and something like that. Anyway, I think everybody had confidence, but I think that when we came out and swung the bats and pitched the way we did that first game, I think everybody's like, well, yeah, we can do this.
That's awesome. How about during the year? So we were talking about this. One of our producers went and saw you guys on a certain road trip. So he thinks he knows when he started to feel it. But, like, a baseball season's a long thing. Do you remember a moment during the season when you started to believe, oh, man, we're pretty damn good. There might be no ceiling as to what we can do. Maybe we could even win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, there were different moments around the entire season. One that sticks out was our series in New York. Another one that sticks out is that when thinking back, I just think back to how we started the season. And everybody started believing in what we could do. And, you know, I remember sitting down with Paul one day. We were at the field early, and we were both talking about our pitching staff, and we were like, taking it one day at a time. You say that as a cliche, but it's really true. And that's that every day that we would go to the field, it was like, okay, who do we have on the mound and who are we facing? I like our chances against that guy. This is a good matchup for us. Now we just got to go out and score him some runs. And when we started thinking about it that way, it was like, okay, well, it's seriously one day at a time. Who's throwing for us and who's throwing for them? And we got lucky that none of our starters ended up on the DL or got hurt, and we had the same five guys pretty much all year long.
16-4 you started in the first 20 games, 27-9 in the first 36 games. So yeah, that confidence gets built pretty damn early. But that series in New York, that was the one our guy was talking about. That series where you took 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Contreras, I think, started for the first time in that series. You're like, oh boy, here we go. Jose, I mean, and you guys, you made multiple great catches in that series, Aaron. You remember throwing your body around Yankee Stadium that series?
Yeah, actually, some of those stand out in my career. But I don't know. It was just one of those things. The ball got hit in a certain spot, and it happened to be in a spot I could get to.
Ro, I want to go back to what you said about the guys in the rotation for a second. As an elite defender, what did it do for you game planning, knowing how good you guys were when you were putting your starters on the mound?
For me personally, it was, you know, I sat down with all the guys with most of the time, depending on what our pitching plan was going to be against their hitters. And so I'd sit down with Mark or John or Freddie or whatever. They just quickly tell me how they were going to try to throw them, and I would be able to position myself in the center and left fielder accordingly, or the center and right fielder, just by where I was moving. And then you get a good game plan, and you get pitchers on the mound that could hit their spots and execute their pitches. You have a pretty good idea of what direction the ball is going to go in. So we played better defense together that way.
We got another center fielder on the show later on. Doug Glanville's on the show later on. And like, just the view from where you stand out there in center field, man, that must have felt awesome, especially when you know your pitchers like the way you're talking about. You feel like the whole game is right there in front of you. Absolutely everything's in front of you when you're out there. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, and, you know, pitcher playing behind such great pitching with, like I said, guys that can execute pitches, you know their tendencies too, so you kind of have an idea what direction they're going to go once they get ahead of a hitter or you get behind in a hitter, depending on the pitcher. They have their go-tos, and when you play that many innings behind those guys, you kind of have a pretty good idea where they're going.
As you remember it, what's the truth behind Journey?
Well, it was like that quote that you guys played on AJ. It was pretty much the same thing. We had a off day in in Baltimore, and we went down to the hotel, grill, bar area and whatnot, and the three of us are sitting there having a couple beers, and this lady came in. They started setting up a stage. They were going to have like a lounge singer in there later on, and so they were setting up, and we were kind of wondering what it was going to be. It turned out to be some like French jazz. This lady was singing in French, and it was like jazz. There's a little drummer with just a little percussion instrument behind her, and it's exactly like AJ said. Joe was like, play some effing Journey, and it just kind of took off. And then we were all like joking around, we're all saying it, and then from that we all laughed about it, and then that next game in Baltimore, we were in batting practice, and they started playing some crap music during BP. And we were behind the cage, and we turned around and yelled up to the booth and screamed it out at them. And then it just took off. Everybody started saying it anytime. Anywhere we were where a bad song during BP would come on. And then one day at home, before we went out on the field, I went and put Don't Stop Believin' on in the clubhouse as everybody was walking out. And we ended up going out and killing somebody that day, and then we just did it the rest of the year.
Man, that's awesome. I got to tell you, as a musician who used to, and I guess still occasionally, is setting up at a bar when people are like wanting something else and you're going to do what you're there to do. That is a miserable moment. They knew that they were not delivering what you wanted, I think. And, no. Didn't they?
Yeah,
they
must we don't even speak French.
Why the hell are they trying to play French jazz at you, man? What is that about?
I don't know. When she started singing, the three of us just looked at each other like, what the hell is this?
Oh, God, it's amazing. And still, when that song comes on in this town, there's an explosion of excitement that is not just people who grew up on the song, you know, back then. It's people who grew up on the White Sox, too. Like, you are, and now it's got the Sopranos thing going, too. I mean, that song has multiple lives, and you got to know, when that song comes on, you must feel something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was the song that we played it pretty much every day after that in the clubhouse, and it pumped us up getting ready to go out to go play.
I don't know if I would have ever thought being in that clubhouse that AJ would end up being like the media darling after his career was over. Did you suspect that he would pick up a microphone after you put down a baseball bat?
Well, did you watch him during his career? I mean, the guy always had to be the center of attention. So, I mean, for him to go into TV after the fact does not shock me.
Now, that's funny, because, like, we think of AJ as, like, surly but entertaining, but you, as a teammate, you saw him wanting spotlight. So this fits completely with the AJ you knew.
Oh, yeah. Anytime anything happened on the field, he was always in the middle of it. You knew it was going to be him.
Aaron, I was at an event where he was, and I got him to sign the picture of Michael Barrett punching him in the face. He signed it with a really good sense of humor about it. So, like, he can take a joke, couldn't he? Could he always take a joke?
He's always been like that. He's always been a smartass, and, I mean, he doesn't care. It's... For him, it's fun. It's fun. It's all fun for him. So, I mean, he doesn't mind doing that. He's got a great sense of humor, and he has really thick skin. He'll do what he wants to do, and he doesn't care what the backlash is on it.
Hey, as a little kid, were you as, like, the way that Lawrence described you? Reckless is too much, right? But fearless, aggressively, confidently fearless in throwing your body around. Was that always you as a kid and playing sports as a kid?
Yeah, playing sports. Playing football, basketball, riding dirt bikes. I mean, all sorts of everything I did, it was always like, I mean, I was a hyper kid, so it makes sense.
I was going back and reading, there's a really great book about you guys that the folks at Sabre wrote, and I went back and read the piece written about you, and I had forgotten this. I had forgotten that there were rumors, and I'm pretty sure they were on our radio station, about you being traded back then,
yep.
Afterwards, and you were like, there's no way like that's going to happen. What was that like month stretch for you where you go from winning the championship to then having to think about being traded from a world championship team?
Well, let me first just say that when Bruce Levine said that and I heard it on the radio, I started laughing. And I was like, there's no chance. But I actually jinxed myself because me and Joe went out to Chicago for the World Series DVD unveiling. And we did the movie theater thing and a whole event. And it was the next morning. I was in the back of a cab driving out to O'Hare, and they had ESPN or the Scores 670 on. And Bruce was on there, and he said, I've heard reports, you know, Aaron Rowan, Jim Thome. And I'm like, yeah, right. And I was literally laughing in the back of the cab. And then I got home, and then a few days later, I got a phone call from Kenny.
Man, you're not upset with Bruce, are you? It's been a lot of years. Bruce is our teammate, man. He's a lovely guy.
Bruce is amazing, and he's got the softest hands in baseball.
he can make a catch anywhere in the outfield, probably, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere. I mean, everybody loves Bruce. Bruce is one of the best guys out there.
There's no doubt about that. Well, Aaron, this was great, man. We appreciate you. We know that you're busy. You got stuff to do. You got a vacation to plan. All that stuff, man. But we appreciate you picking up the phone. I'm happy that even though you won't be here, that you will be celebrated as part of...
celebrating, too.
That's what I like to hear.
There it is.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks for jumping on with us, man. Have a great rest of your summer. Enjoy that vacation.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. It's Aaron Rowan. Saturday, the 9th of August. It starts at 3 p.m. at Elite Icons Framing in Westmont on 61st Street, hosted by Windy City Sports Cars.
That was awesome, man.
We got to get that to Bruce. That's so good.
Biggest forearms in the game, Aaron Rowan. You walk in there, and he forearms are just like Popeye.
You think it was French jazz? You think it was...
Are you saying were the guys sophisticated enough to know that they were listening to French jazz?
I bet they were playing like lounge jazz, and it probably was like Brazilian stuff, like Gilberto and Gil, and like, you know, Girl from Ipanema in the Brazilian, which can sound a little bit, you know, French. Like that kind of stuff. It's my guess. But I'd love to find...
I'm going to go with the guys and say that they knew what they were listening to and they didn't like it. It was French jazz. They heard French and they were like, screw this.
They're pounding beers in a hotel bar after a ball game, man. I want to find that acoustic player and the drummer. That's what Brooks Boyer should be out there doing.
Getting them to play,
yes.
and then just
getting them to show up,
do record scratch, and then play Journey after that.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Journey's had a new lead singer, right?
Yeah, I don't know where that. I think they're still touring with that guy, with the replacement Steve Perry,
who sounds better
than Steve Perry.
Yeah, and that song, of course, is about Detroit, but we made
Doesn't
it our
matter.
Own.
Doesn't matter. But now we know why. Now the listeners know why.
Now the listeners know. Now you know.
The rest of the story. Yes, Joe Beam. That's what I'm looking for. Antonio Carlos. I bet it was some Joe Beam.
When we come back, Alex and Spiegs were both at White Sox Park this weekend for very different reasons. They'll have their review next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beagle and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Big Pete Gregory!
Thank you, Florida. Welcome to the Peter Gregory Foundation's fourth annual Orgy of Caring.
There's a lot wrong with that. A lot!
Thank you, Florida. It's Flo Rida.
I mean, he is from Florida, and he does ride flows.
And it's
Flo Rida.
He's a flow rider, and that's... I'm going to be honest. It was a little bit into his career until I realized that. I'm going to go ahead and...
That he was from Florida, and he rides flows?
Yeah, and that Flo Rida... If you put the words closer together and eliminate the space.
Thank you, Florida.
Exactly. I'm going to point a thumb on that one. But Alex...
Like Herbie not knowing that Shock G and Humpty Hump were the same person?
I guess so. Yeah, sometimes ignorance finds you.
Shout out to Herbie.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting married.
See? It's a beautiful thing.
Yep. Another score guy who upgraded. Like,
gotta do it.
Outkicked his coverage. Married a lawyer.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Find somebody who lives life a hell of a lot better than you. That's a mandate.
It's also
our suggestion. And I think Alex Kuhn has already done it. I think he's already got somebody.
Oh, yeah. He's
all set
The
up.
Young producers here have all, they've all fallen in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them is dating a woman that's better than them.
Alex Kuhn is our new official executive producer, announced today. Well deserved. Congrats, Alex. You've been doing a great job.
To get their wish.
Crowd really wanted him. They started cheering.
No relation, by the way.
No?
No relation that I know of.
You do come from a football family.
Yes, but not that of John Kuhn.
Okay.
I don't believe.
Go Bears.
So you saw Flo Rida, but you saw a White Sox game before. How did they handle this? I don't believe anyone was shot, and that is a win, I think, for the entire city.
Well, WCUB over here. Here it is again.
When it happened, it was in left field, right?
Just pointing out the facts.
It was the left field bleachers.
That's where
I hung out, actually. That's where I watched the entire game from.
You're a brave man.
No issues as far as that.
There was a
scuffle that... Yeah, we'll move past that.
There's scuffles at ballparks all the time.
Yeah. There was a fight, and you texted us while the fight was going on.
It was, wow. Never seen one quite like that.
Okay, but keep going. No. Let's not jump to Flo Rida. Let's talk about what you saw.
Uh-huh.
So, two sections, some beers being thrown, like full ones getting... Nailing people in the side of the head.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And then the security guards trying to jump in, and it was
you got to be pretty angry or pretty rich or both to throw a full beer at somebody at a baseball game. I got to tell you that.
That's true.
Two women throwing haymakers at each other. That's what I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
Was it like you're in the wrong seat? Was it over a man? Like,
see,
what?
I don't know. I was standing up on the concourse looking down at it.
What's your man got to do
with? And then it kind of spilled up into the concourse near us. So I'm just...
Get out of here.
Yeah. It was...
We got to do better.
But the concert was awesome. No issues there.
Why was the concert so awesome? How long was it? It was like a 25-minute set?
It was more like an hour because he would start to sing and then he'd stop and start talking.
About what?
Whatever. I don't I don't know.
Like self-help? Like,
yeah, like telling the story of
about Aaron Rowan's travel plans.
About the song. And then he would talk about whatever, and then he would sing the song, like continue the song.
That sounds like a rock show, but it sounds like a concert. But was it too much stopping? People do that. They do that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, he did it a few times.
Wow, Alex, one of those get to the hits guys. Let's keep it moving.
Be more efficient, Flo.
I'm really critiquing this free concert and game. $17 to see a game and a concert.
Come on.
I can't complain too much.
That's a good value.
Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful night. No, in all seriousness, it was a beautiful night. And I want to get out to Sox Park more this summer. We found out the news on Thursday that I was going to be getting this position, and I didn't get a chance to kind of enjoy because I was working a double that day, right. And then I worked on Friday, so very busy.
He's already complaining.
I know. You had to work after you got the news.
Moment I got to the ballpark, and it was right after Miguel Vargas scored. Was the moment I relaxed and kind of soaked it in and enjoyed everything. So I will never forget that night for many different reasons, including a Flo Rida concert.
But also a moment of like gratitude, yes. And exhaling and like, man,
that's outstanding.
That's beautiful. I'm a full-time radio producer on I don't mind saying it, pretty darn good show.
Kids got benefits now.
The best.
It's a game changer, man.
It changes your life when you get some benefits. Yeah. You're like, ooh, I don't have to be careful.
Any like the health stuff that you've been wanting to do, you can get that knee replacement you've been needing, you know?
Yep.
The breast augmentation, I think they cover some of that.
They do calf implants? They do that? No?
It should.
But I don't know. It's something about the ballpark.
The calf implants. Something about being at the ballpark.
Yeah, like you just, they're about being thing. There and reflecting. And enjoying the good times and being able to, like you were telling me the story about when you were coming back from your dad's funeral and being able to reflect on and process all of that while being at Wrigley Field. There is something magical about the ballpark, and we have two of the best here in Chicago.
We really do. We have two great ballpark experiences, and I went yesterday. That's beautiful stuff, Alex. I went yesterday, and I was just reminded again of how much fun it can be at Sox Park, man.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous, it was a beautiful day, even though there was like sun showers a little bit, like these weird sun showers
like
yesterday.
Right at the beginning of the game. They had that thunderstorm kind of violently went through, and then they were ready to go.
I mean, I rode the e-bike, you know, and I consider it the king bleep way to get to the ballparks in Chicago. And like riding through the neighborhoods, you know, through the South Loop and through Bridgeport and cutting over, going over by Cork, going between the parking lots and getting, and you can ride the e-bike right up to the gate and you go in.
So did you go South Loop to Bronzeville to Bridgeport?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it just a beautiful ride. And I get in there, and my friends were sitting up in the 500 section in the shade on a super hot day. They had done the research, and part of those sections are in the shade. And we're up there, and we were there in large part to hear Nancy Faust, our friend of the show, Nancy Faust, playing the organ on the south side. And it was so much fun sitting there with some pals who are like some of my baseball and music hybrid pals, sitting there and just like trying to figure out what Nancy was thinking as she dropped in snippet after snippet after snippet live on the organ. And
the way that her mind works, man.
But and the organ sounded so good. Props to the White Sox for having her back for six Sundays. I know there's at least one left, maybe two even left. Maybe is it three, but like they got a couple Sundays left, and she sounded great, and the Sox played well, man.
They played well this weekend against a very good Giants team.
Yeah, it was. They took two out of three. My Droth with the slide. You'll hear it again at 5 o'clock. And that was a thing. But that inning, that bottom of the seventh, when they exploded for four runs. And when Kyle Teal hit the double, the place exploded, and Vargas is clapping for him from third base, and Teal is going nuts. And those are two young players of potential consequence the next time this team is good. Two young keepers, and they've got a few of them now. It was really cool to see those guys play well and have a good time yesterday on a very good day at the ballpark.
Vassell was really good, too.
Yeah, he got a big double play to end the eighth and then was able to stick around and finish that. How about on Saturday when Grant Taylor, it was a Friday, when Grant Taylor got the two-inning save? It was Friday, right?
Yes.
After Hauser was great again. And I guess it was Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday for Taylor.
So Hauser threw seven great innings. His ERA is 1.90 in seven starts for the Sox. And then Grant Taylor goes two innings for the save, striking out two. It's like there are some pieces there that matter. It's pretty cool.
So what you're trying to say is that you had a really good time in Bridgeport.
I really did, Lawrence.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with where that ballpark is.
Yeah.
I know.
This is what I've been trying to explain to people for forever.
I know. I mean, riding the bike there to and from and just the hang and the vibe and, like, it's a cute neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood.
I know.
It's a great neighborhood, and the tentacles of that neighborhood and where it reaches and how many people are close enough to that neighborhood to get to the ballpark in a reasonable amount of time.
What's crazy is that the neighborhoods have evolved with not much thanks to the White Sox themselves as an organization.
Yeah, if you look at the way that Chinatown has kind of moved south a little bit over there in Bronzeville, even though it's not meant to move west, and the expressway is put there specifically for that reason. Mm. But the fact that influence is coming west, it's a really wonderful neighborhood. Outside of my own, outside of Hyde Park, Bridgeport is actually where I spend a lot of time. It's the second most time spent for me is that neighborhood.
And you know me, I still really like the romantic dream of the ballpark in the South Loop on the 78 with the river access and with the opportunity to nestle into that great parcel of land. But, man, yesterday I'm just reminded of how pleasant and nice it is still to go to that ballpark. And like Alex was talking about, with the two different ballparks and the two different atmospheres, all the tailgating that goes on there beforehand in those lots, it is an excellent hang. And when that team is good again, that place is going to be packed.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're talking about – I know that Armour Square –
yep.
Bridgeport, Canaryville don't have the best reputation, especially for people of color. It doesn't have a great reputation, but there's been evolution that has happened in those neighborhoods. And whether we're talking about those three places or McKinley Park, which is just west of Bridgeport, there's so many Sox fans that are just there. And they love it, and they love that is part of the identity of being a White Sox fan. If you're a fan that lives in Chatham, getting on at 83rd Street and getting off at 35th Street off of the Ryan, it's pretty easy. It's just...
Yeah, man. And up in the 500 section, I had an unbelievably great Polish with grilled onions.
That sounds great.
Dude. And it was...
you too, Alex? You got that, yourself
yes.
Up?
So all the food options. Oh. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I'm on the lower concourse. So many great options. But I'm like, I have to get the staple of this ballpark.
Oh, my God.
I've been coming to this ballpark for decades, and I've been getting that very same thing. I cannot switch right now.
And I waited until the 6th, so it had been cooking for a while. So there were like some really dark onions and some dark Polishes. It was like just freaking perfect.
You leave Jay Zawoski and Joe Ostrowski out of this.
Those guys are lighter than the ones I was talking about.
That's true. They're both very fair-haired. Yeah. We need to take a break. When we come back, Spiegs needs everybody's help. So stick around. That's next. Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, Spiegs, what are we doing?
I'll tell you what we're doing, Coach Wanstead. I'll tell you exactly what we're doing. We're talking about an issue that I've been having. I have now lost my wallet. I lost my entire wallet, Lawrence, for at least the second time in the last, like, 9 months.
Well, I remember there was the Uber, or was that your keys?
That was keys. Yeah, you're noticing a pattern.
No way!
It's true, John. It's true. I'm glad that he's concerned and he's like listening.
I'm glad that he's concerned too.
Thank you.
Maybe you can mend some fences. Maybe he's
job.
Got your wallet.
It would explain a lot. It's your job.
You were at the ballpark.
I was. It's true. But I didn't have it even then. I mean, I've lost what one time because I had just a leather wallet in the back pocket while I was riding a bike.
The Costanza?
Yeah, and it was gone. Just gone. And I knew I'd lost it somehow on the bike somewhere. Just a disaster. Because, you know, then you got to go get the license again. You got to cancel all the cards. You got to ask Rich Wyatt to get you a new pass for the building here at the Score. And
that's why I'm back to wearing mine around my neck.
Sure. Well, that's good. So what I did was I upgraded to like one of those, like the Ridge wallet. Or it was something like a Ridge wallet. It was like the metal big one. It looks like a deck of cards. It's metal. It's enormous. And
I showed you in the meeting that you should get one like this because I have an AirTag on it.
Well, see, I didn't have an AirTag on it, which would have been very helpful.
Now you can do that.
Well, so today, while me and the missus were in line at Alexi Janulius' new spot over there at 125 West Monroe.
Did you see the tumblers?
Did he inherit the tumblers?
I would imagine. Isn't that how it goes? If you're Secretary of State of the state of Illinois, the tumblers become yours.
I studied that book, I think in sixth grade, Inherit the Tumblers. It's all about Clarence Darrow. And
it's a lot of stuff that you got. It's important. Evolution.
It's the Scopes trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alexei!
Was that easy? The new place is awesome, though. It functions very, very well.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. It was in and out in like 35 minutes.
That's impressive.
But the wife's like, you know what you need? You need one of these. And what she was pointing at was her belt bag. Like the over the shoulder,
the one that's like tight.
It's the fanny pack.
They call it a crossbody.
Because it's, and I've got a crossbody messenger
Where's
bag.
Where's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat when you need him?
Tanny, where is he? Alex, you're producing. Where is he? So I was like, I don't want to get a fanny pack. I don't want to do that. But it's not just a fanny pack anymore. It is the crossbody. Tanny, do you have one of those?
So I have one for travel purposes only. I remember when we went to Vegas, and I remember I wore it here, and I was like, all right, Shane, just give me all the hell you're going to give me for wearing this crossbody bag here to work, because it does look like a purse.
Yes.
But I don't care because I'm old and I'm married and I'm washed. But I can keep my cell phone, my wallet, passport, you know, AirPods, everything. Within chest reach. So I don't have to, you know, I just take it off and run it through the belt at security, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're done with it. So, but that's for air travel only. I don't wear it really other than that.
Right,
so.
Well, yeah, but the wife, she flat out called it a MERS. That speaks, you need a MERS, and you just wear it, go ahead and wear it and own it. And maybe she's right, because I like the crossbody bag. I've got it with the messenger bag. But
so
like,
so what is in that for you? Like, what's all the things for you?
The phone,
okay,
the wallet, an extra thing of AirPods, like not much more than that. I thought my pockets should be able to work. Why can I not use my pockets like a normal, capable adult man, Lawrence?
How much of your wallet do you need?
So little.
Because that's something that like you can think about like consolidating down. How much of your wallet, how much you extra are you carrying with you all the time?
I've gone through a few different phases where I've gotten rid of a lot of the cards that were in there. Old gift cards. Like, well, you never know. If I feel like going to the firehouse tonight, I'll keep the gift card.
But you did feel like going to the firehouse the other night.
I know. And I had a digital gift card that I forgot to use. Oh, I'm an idiot. But anyway, I've winnowed down the wallet thing a few different times. Because you don't even use a wallet now.
It's just my phone.
Phone extension.
So just like the little wallet that can go on the back of your phone. So I have like an identification card and
a credit card
in there. The thing, and most of the time a little bit of cash, like a 10
that all fit, can fit in there.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And I can get you one from DePaul too.
You get me a DePaul branded one.
Yeah.
Can Billy Blue Demon deliver it in person?
I don't know, but DePaul's got a NASCAR now.
What do you mean?
The number 71 car.
Is it a DePaul car?
Yeah.
For this race? For this weekend?
Let me show
you. Or for all weekends?
I was like, what?
It's got to just be for this weekend. If they sold individual like race sponsorships for a specific race to Chicago things, that's pretty ingenious. I see it. Yeah, that's a good looking car.
It is.
It's McDowell. Is it Blackjack McDowell driving that?
No, it's the Burger Place.
Going to need a designated driver, I think.
It's the Burger Place. McDowell's.
Yeah.
The golden arcs.
That makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah, I just do like
just the phone thing.
Yeah, that's been my and look, but hold on, though.
Yeah,
I do often carry a backpack with me. So like when I'm in here, I have my backpack. So there are other things in my backpack.
There's options.
There are AirPods, for example, like that sort of thing. A notepad, pens.
So,
but usually the backpack, like, I don't, it, like, let's say that we were going to go to dinner, okay? I might just leave the backpack here in my locker and take what we need. And I think the last time we did go to dinner, I brought the backpack. But, you know, you can make some options. Is it a fashion thing or?
Yeah, I mean, it's me thinking about it like a fanny pack when I shouldn't. It's just the crossbody. And maybe that's the way to go, but I don't know. So I got three things happening here. The AirTag it's probably time for me to invest in the air tag.
Yes, considering that you keep losing it, that would be a good idea.
So it's a great start. Yeah,
and they make it so you can attach it to anything. Like they've got them for your keys and the wallet. They really want you to have them everywhere at all times.
It's time. Okay, so I go that route. And Lawrence, you suggest the phone thing. Alex, as the newly minted full time executive producer, do you have any official suggestions that I should take?
All I'm saying is I don't hate the crossbody.
You don't.
I don't think it's. You should think of it as a fanny pack.
Okay.
They're becoming more fashionable these days.
And if you wanted to wear a fanny pack, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to wear the fanny pack. That's the issue.
Oh.
I don't. So well,
so I do wear something similar when I'm riding my bike. They call it a runner's belt, but it's essentially a fanny pack. So like when I want to carry my phone and have the Bluetooth on the bike, then I have that where my phone is.
This texture says that no one keeps their wallet in your back pocket anymore. Our grandfathers did that.
The Costanza.
The Greatest Generation. And what's your point,
you got a problem with that?
Is that why they always had back problems?
Yeah. I mean, just because I loved my grandfather, that's your problem?
Guess what? Our grandfathers are the reason you aren't speaking German right now. Uh-huh. How about that?
That's right. Hold on to that.
But maybe in a few more months.
Alex, do you speak German, by the way?
I do not.
Okay,
no.
See? Lawrence's point is proven.
See?
What kind of a name is Kuhn, by the way?
German?
That's what I thought. That's why I asked. See?
Kaffee und Milch, bitte.
Millennials. They never are attached to their heritage. What can I say?
No, not interested. Zoomer. All right, well, this was useful. Thank you, everybody.
I don't think we helped you at all, but
we did our best. I feel a little helped.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next segment is going to be about the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, that's unfortunate for the Bulls.
There's been activity. Has there been achievement? We will discuss that next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.